Okay, hi guys, welcome back to Time Travel Through Clothing. Today I have my friend Alyssa Winter. Alyssa, you can say hi.
Hello.
So today we're gonna be talking about an important piece of clothing in her closet that holds a lot of meaning to her, or well, has like a funny background to us. So Alyssa, do you want to talk a little bit about the piece of clothing you're sharing?
Yeah, so it's a little unusual, but I chose a bra. It's actually the bra that I wore for competition because I'm a competitive dancer. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, there's just a lot of funny memories attached to it.
Do you have like a specific moment, like at competition, where like something's happened with the bra or like on stage with the bra? Because I know we've had like a lot of issues with them because of like those plastic straps. Sometimes those are like awful.
Yeah, well, there's like so many times when you'd be on stage and then like a strap would break off, and so it's just like dangling mm-hmm. from your like the other end, or it like falls and lands on the stage.
Yeah, those are awful.
So many memories like that.
Yeah. Do you ever like look back? Cause I know like, you know, we're done like competitive dance now. So do you ever like look back at the bra and be like, oh my gosh, like the memories? Cause I know I found mine like the other day. And like, you know how I was complaining cause it didn't fit me for like half the season. And then and I looked at it the other day. I was like, oh my God, there's so many like things I think about with it because it didn't fit me half the season. And second of all, I've had it for so long. It's like every dance I literally wore this, which is crazy. So
yeah. Like same with me, mine didn't really fit properly because I'm very endowed. And so it's really funny. By the last season of dance, my mom and I had to literally tape it to me so that everything was stay in place. That was a journey.
Yeah, I totally forgot about you had to tape it in, because, like,
yeah,
it's awful, because, like, the store we go to, like, Sequins, I don't think they carried, like, too many big sizes, so we were literally stuck with, like, the one we had, first of all, which was awful, and then even, I know, like, for my sister, why she'd go, like, Victoria's Secret and try to get those ones, but they never had the clear back straps, like, it was always the hook. And then they didn't, like, our teachers didn't like how you would see that back on stage. They're always like, oh, clear backs, which sucks because, like, they don't have any really big sizes. Or they had the sticky bras. Do you remember those?
Yes, I had those when I was younger, but eventually they just stopped fitting, so I had to switch.
Yeah, they don't, like, they don't work. And I know they had, like, remember Paige used to wear those cups?
Yes.
And, like, those never worked, like, ever.
No.
So
I remember back when Sage danced with us, she had, like, a sticky one, too.
Yeah.
And so, like, after every time she got off stage, she had to take it off and let it dry so it would get sticky again.
Yes. Because of the sweat. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yeah, it's completely awful. I remember... Were you in that dance Rain with the umbrella? Or maybe you're in the other group?
No.
Okay.
I was in the other group the next year when I started dancing with you guys.
Yeah, because, okay, when I remember even for myself, when I was in that dance, my strap, like, completely popped off on stage. So that was, like, my biggest fear in the moment. Because you know how sometimes, like, you know what happened to Elise? Her whole top literally came off on stage, and it was just her bra.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that is my biggest fear. So, if she had, like, a popped-off strap, and then the costume messed up, that would be awful. Yeah, so, I don't know. Have you ever had, like, malfunctions like that on stage? Because I don't remember.
I don't know. Like, I definitely had, like, a bra strap. Maybe not, like, fully fall off, but, like, the front had, like, unhooked. And so it's just dangling, or the back straps. Those clear back straps were the worst.
I know. Because
most of them were adjustable. They were like one size. And then so I remember once when I like went up a bra size, but I just kept the same back strap. But that didn't work until it like popped off on stage. And I was like, well, good thing these are taped in at the front so that it's staying on.
I remember every time I felt so bad taping you in. And I think one time you literally offered me one of your bras because mine was like not okay.
Yes, yours was so small. And I was like, I got you. I got an extra, but it's too small for me, but it'll fit you.
Yeah. And like, it's funny because I was going to buy a new one for this year for comps. I was like, oh, you know what? Comp show, I'll wait for the first comp. But then good thing we didn't end up buying one because that would have been like, first of all, they're expensive. And then second of all, like, I wouldn't even get to wear them this year anyway. So it would be such a waste of money. But like, it's funny how expensive they are. And like, they're not even that good quality. You know what I mean?
So much money and they give us so much problems.
Like,
so many problems.
I know, like, I like the clear back because, you know what, it makes sense for, like, costumes that have an open back, but at the same time, it literally doesn't work, and it's not like you can't wear nothing on stage because you need support. And then, secondly, you know, like, those sticky cups? I used to wear those for a while, but then you need the support there, so then those don't work. So it's kind of like, okay, we're stuck with this, or you're stuck like taping like you and or like even like I know my sister wears like the Victoria's Secret ones, but again, like the back is not clear, so she literally got yelled at so many times for the non-clear back, and she's like, what am I gonna do, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. But she's like, you don't understand, like, you're not doing what we're doing right now. Like, yes, you did it before, but you don't understand that, like, if it doesn't fit, it doesn't fit. We gotta do what we gotta do.
Yeah. Like, do you, oh my gosh, do you remember, like, the little things that you used to get mad at? That we, like, how we were dressed, or, like, tights.
Yeah, they just nitpicked at everything.
Yeah. Because I remember, like, even with the fishnets, I forget who it was, but they had like the tiniest hole in, I think it was Sam, and she had like the tiniest hole in her fishnets, and they literally sent her back to go change when it looked fine, like you couldn't even see it. And I know Sarah Welling, she was fine with it, but I think it was Miss Jen who got totally upset with her.
Probably.
Yeah,
I remember, because that was that our first competition of the year, but I don't, what was it called, Imagine?
I think it was, it was at that, it was in Niagara, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I don't know what
you, Inspire.
Inspire, yes, oh my gosh. And apparently they had heated floors there, but I never felt like that it was heated when we were warming up.
They turned them on in the mornings, because it was colder in the mornings.
What the heck? I don't think I was there ever that early anymore. Because, like, we danced later, I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it was, I remember warming up for my solo or, like, a trio and it being warm. Which is weird, because, like, if I'm older, you'd think I'd be dancing at night. But I remember warming up with the warm floors.
That's so funny. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I don't even remember that. But it's, you know what's so funny now? Because I don't even think, like, comps are even gonna happen.
No, like, they're all gonna be like,
okay, so I think I'm just gonna end that there. Alyssa and I went on to talk about some different things with our dance, but yeah, so I am gonna write a little bit more about comp bras and the importance to that. If you want to go check out my other videos, they are above in the blog posts. So thank you so much for watching today, and I hope you enjoyed, and read the comments down below, and yeah, I'll catch you in the next one.